Good morning, everyone. Today is the 18th of December 2017, and we're living in a day when modern so-called Christianity is focused primarily on the improvement of man, rather than the gospel. Improvement of man rather than the gospel. Jesus Christ came into the world not for the improvement of man. Jesus Christ came in the world to save sinners, for whom I am chief, said the Apostle Paul. And Paul set about to proclaim that during his whole lifetime, that he was the chiefest of sinners, saved by the grace of God. Man seeks to make himself look good in every possible way. Through education, through his vocation, through socialization, through becoming immersed in the culture, and on and on and on. But Jesus Christ came so that they might have life, and they might have it more abundantly. And this life is in his Son, not in anything that we have done. Jesus Christ said that it was finished as on the cross he hung, taking on our sins, taking all the sins of his people. There he suffered in the most excruciating way. And it wasn't for man's improvement. It was for reconciling us back, reconciling us to God, the death of his Son. Well, yes, reconciliation is a wonderful thing. Reconciliation of his people to God. The only thing that could reconcile us to God is that God's justice be satisfied. And it was satisfied fully through the ransom that was paid. Christ was a propitiation for his people. He paid the price, the ultimate sacrifice for his people. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. By his stripes we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We've turned everyone to his own way. The Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. Well, this morning we're not into the doctrine of self-improvement. We're into the doctrine of sovereign grace. And there's nothing that's more relevant for the Christian than to proclaim this sovereign grace far and wide. You know, many people put so much emphasis on this life and their decision-making processes and how they can secure themselves a better life and so on. It was not my choice that Christ should die for such a wretched, worthless worm as I. It was not my choice that His Father would choose me to be predestinated into adoption for eternity. It was not my choice that Christ would show me love and leave the ivory palaces from His kingdom from above. It was not my choice nor my will, but Christ that showed mercy, and He did fulfill. All that His Father required, Christ said, "Peace, be still." So the next time you hear someone promoting the doctrine of free will, just smile and say, "It was not my choice, but God chose me before I was born from eternity." Well, man is looking for the comforts of this life, and they are not proclaiming the awesome power of God. They're not giving God the credit for what He's done. God's works are marvelous and great to think upon. His mercy and His grace we can rely. Our eternal future is better than any past memory. The communion and fellowship with Him in the great by and by. But our fellowship is sweet now, even though clouded by a world of sin. Just think how much more precious it will be with Him then. Not having this battle between the spirit, the flesh, and the devil, but in the New Jerusalem, never again having to contend with evil. So, in contradistinction to what men seek after, which are the pleasures of this life, we find ourselves focusing on the completed work of the atonement. You know, the atonement accomplished much, did it not? What did the blood of Christ accomplish for us? Did it merely make it possible that we could be saved? No, it secured our salvation forever, you see. That we would live with Jesus for eternity. The blood of Jesus could never fail what it was purposed to do. This brings comfort to my soul, and I hope comfort to you. He did not hang in agony upon the cruel tree just to make our salvation only a possibility. So the next time you hear someone proclaiming salvation is only a possibility based on man's free will, smile to yourself and say, "My redemption's already fulfilled." Grace is the fountain from which springs faith. It is our foundation from which our lips sing its praise. It is our anchor amid the storm. It is our comfort when we are forlorn. Grace is our sustainer when we are hard-pressed, with the burdens coming over us and bringing us distress. Grace is God's answer to us, showing us His love and His smile, and grace will finally bring us to eternity. after a while. Well, I hope that these words bring comfort to your soul. You know, God's people have been given the faith of Christ. There's no greater gift we could have been given to know that He has died for us and secured for us a place in heaven. That His death gave us the imputed righteousness of Christ. This was His ultimate sacrifice. God the Father looks upon it and says, it's finished. It never has to be replenished. Well, the good Lord be with you this day, and let us focus on God and His complete work, His imputed righteousness in the Son, Jesus Christ, and not on self-improvement. God bless.